I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew podcast. Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard, Matt Ellis. Probably just like the last episode, a bit of a smaller one, just a few thoughts about, well, Keith Hill mainly. But Matt, let's start with you because you weren't on our last one. Neil Cox, obviously not here anymore. Obviously, we know your thoughts, but just for people who've not spoken to you or, you know, you've not been on the podcast yet to say it. So what are you thinking? The right decision?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, time will tell whether Hill's the right appointment. And I think, you know, he's saying all the right things. Now he's in the building. I think it's a very promising appointment. But yeah, in terms of Cox, I think it was time, wasn't it? I think you just look at the record, kind of spanning back last season, sort of the end of last season and this season, and the points return was just not good enough. And I think we'd said it for a few weeks. I think the only thing for me is whether the decision was made early enough. I think, you know, we've got 31 games and he'll keep saying 31 games to kind of turn it round. And you look at the table and we're not adrift, are we? I think that's the key thing. And I think it's probably the right time. I mean, we thought the Harrogate game might be the one. Obviously managed to get the win against Crawley between obviously that game and then obviously the game he was sacked after. But yeah, I think it was about time. You know, we were heading in one direction really, and I think it just needed a change, maybe a fresh approach, and hopefully Hill's experience, you know, can rub off on the players. And you know, his record in this division speaks for itself really. I think, you know, it'd be sort of a miss to look past this season. I think, you know, we've got a massive 31 games coming up, and you know, I think all the focus has to be on that. But I think if we do manage to stay up, then, you know, he's got a decent record in this division. And you'd like to think he'd be quite a good manager for us. So, yeah, I think it was, as I say, with Cox, it was kind of inevitable. It was just when really rather than if. And, yeah, the results weren't good enough and nothing was changing. So we saw some of the key players sort of left out. I think Beast in for me. I know he's not had a great season, but you know, I think he was left out quite a lot. And there was a few other things, you know, players left out, and yeah, just strange decisions really, and sort of substitutions in games. You look back at a couple of the games where we were ahead. Obviously, Barrow, Carlisle. You know, they could have been big wins for us, and unfortunately I think it was a bit of game management. It just wasn't there, and I think he got a little bit desperate in the sense that he just wanted to get 3 points and reverted to really defensive football, and it just doesn't work. And I think from what we can make of what Hill said since he's come in, I think he wants to play sort of aggressive football and sort of attacking football as well, which is great. You know, I just hope he follows through with it, because obviously Cox promised these things and didn't quite work out like that. And it's a shame, because obviously everyone wanted it to work for Cox and Lillis. But yeah, it just couldn't carry on in the kind of way that it was.
No, and as you say, we've got a massive task to try and keep us up this year. You know, everybody's been saying experience, if it's going to happen, experience is what we need. And like you say, we have got Keith Hill. I'm assuming it's till the end of the season. I don't think that's really been mentioned yet, has it?
Obviously, I think he did say.
Did they say that, yeah?
I think so, yeah. I think he said that he called it an open-ended contract.
Right, okay.
When he spoke to Humberside, and he just says he didn't specify the length of time. So, I mean, he's probably right. It's probably see where we are at the end of the season.
I think the thing with Hill, though, is, I mean, I know we talked a lot about Adkins, didn't we, last time? I think everybody likes the idea of that. Hill was always the front runner, wasn't he? He was always the favourites on all the lists pretty much ever since Cox left. I think, realistically, Hill is probably the best we could have got at this moment in time.
Yeah, I agree. I really do agree, actually. And I think he, in many respects, is actually a better appointment than Atkins. I mean, obviously, you don't have the kind of same, sort of like...
affinity.
Uplift, affinity. Yeah, exactly. You know, the kind of reaction that you'd expect from the fans if they brought Atkins in. The appointment would have been an event in itself. But I think...
there's been a lift, though, I think. I think you can see that in the fans.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that you know, he really, out of all the job managers in the Football League, really, Hill was the best we could have got. I mean, his record in League Two is exceptional, really, isn't it? I think it's 2 promotions and 3 playoff places in 5 years. So, you know, you're not going to get much better than that, which is just absolutely, you know, it really, really is good. And you know, he knows this league, and he's got loads and loads of experience, and. Yeah, he's the sort of manager we needed. He's just kind of a very pragmatic guy who, by the looks of it, won't take any nonsense. And I saw a tweet earlier in the week. I think he was shouting down the tunnel at halftime, saying you're fucking rubbish or something like that. So, you know, whether that's real or not, I don't know, but it does not surprise me. And it's literally exactly what we need. We don't need any of this sentimentality and kind of fawning to players' egos. And, you know, we're in a really dire situation now. We need to know exactly how bad it is, and they all need to know how bad it is. And I think that we do know how bad it is. And I think, as you said, Matt, like, you know, it may have been slightly a few games too late to appoint a new manager. I think that if we had appointed it at the 10 game mark, which is generally where you know you are in the season, you know, how are you going to perform after 10 games? I think that might have been a better decision. Having said that, you know, everything else about it is absolutely great. And, you know, he's the kind of manager who's going to keep us up. And if he can't, nobody's going to keep us up. It's just as simple as that. So hopefully we can start with a good result against Salford on Saturday. But I think the main thing that kind of came across in his interviews that I've listened to so far is he said that he wants to make us a team that nobody wants to play against, a team really hard to beat, a team difficult to play against, and a kind of a team people, you know, they dread playing against. And I think that's literally what we need to be now. And he also spoke about kind of using the bottom of the table thing as an advantage, you know. So I think that, you know, everything he's said has been absolutely spot on, and I've been massively impressed so far. So hopefully that starts translating to results.
Well, I think if you look back at his other teams, I think especially Rochdale, they always sort of were a little bit like that, weren't they? They were quite an aggressive side, and, you know, they were always a struggle for us, you know, going away to Rochdale. It was always quite a difficult game, wasn't it?
Yeah, you knew you were going to get a game, and you knew you probably weren't going to come away with anything. And that's happened a few times, hasn't it? And I remember going to a game against Rochdale. Hill must have been in charge. I think it was the season when we had Sam Johnston on loan. And I just remember we were abject, but I think it was mainly the fact that Rochdale didn't let us do anything, and they really were difficult to play against. So, I mean, if that's what we can expect from a Hill team, you know, and a little bit of aggression in terms of once you've kind of got the lead, that we don't then bring another defender on and try and park the bus, because it, as Matt said, it doesn't work in this league. And I think Cox was maybe getting a little bit desperate with that in the kind of pursuit of 3 points. And I don't think we will expect to see that from Hill. I think that once we've got one, we will probably go and try and get the next goal, which is something that we've kind of like really, really neglected over the past few seasons.
So obviously we've got the league game coming up, Salford, but we have seen, I wouldn't say we've seen Hill a lot, but we've had the Doncaster game in the Cup. We've had them on Tuesday night again. Now, I know last Saturday, I'm not really sure what it was really, because I don't think officially he was in charge yet, but he was in the dugout. Watching him, he was certainly in charge. You know, so I'm guessing this weekend really is more what we'll see, because I imagine Tony McMahon probably picked the teams, certainly Saturday, maybe Tuesday as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good opportunity, I suppose, for him to see the majority of the squad that are fit currently. I think, obviously, he's used the Tuesday night game as well to kind of rotate a little bit and see some of the players that didn't play at the weekend. And I think, actually, those two games, given, you know, it would take a miracle for us to go into the next round of the Paint Trophy, I think it was a good opportunity, really, or the Checker Trophy, whatever you call it nowadays. But it was a good opportunity for him to do that. It was a free hit, if you like. I know, obviously, he didn't refer to it as that as such, but it was. I mean, it was basically a training game. And I think, you know, although I obviously didn't go to the game on Tuesday night, but looking from the highlights, again, I think it highlights some of the problems we've got. And you know, by all accounts, we played really well in spells and moved the ball quite well going forward, which is great. But obviously, it does highlight at the other end, there's still quite a bit of work to do. And just individual errors again, wasn't it, that kind of crept in. I think, you know, they've got to work on it. I know he keeps banging on about training, kind of drilling in what he wants in training. And I think that will become more apparent. And obviously, as you say, the weekend game is a good opportunity to probably see a shift towards how we would like to play if we didn't see that Tuesday, because obviously he's not had that much time to work with them. But yeah, it will be his first kind of game in charge, if you like, first proper game in charge. And it'll be interesting to see how we do. You know, because the pressure is on now, isn't it? Because, you know, 31 games isn't a massive amount. Obviously, we're not too far off the teams around us, which is a positive. But we've got to start picking up points as soon as possible. I mean, one thing you can say, looking at the two games, we created a lot of chances, which is good. You know, it's a promising sign. But we've got to take those. And we've missed a couple of sitters, haven't we, really, in the past week. And I'm sure I'd be looking at that and thinking, you know, how... Yeah, we've got to take those chances and kind of finding the best partnership up the top of the field. I think with Loughton and Scrimshaw, obviously, they've come on Tuesday night and obviously both scored. So, you know, I think that those are going to be the two moving forward. But yeah, we've just got to take the chances when they come, and we've got to stop making silly mistakes, really, because that's going to cost us. And you know, you can do so much in training, but if there's individual errors at times, you know, last two games, really, there's been errors. You know, we've got to cut those out if we're going to do anything this season. But I think everything that you've said really is spot on. I think he is the best that we could have hoped for. His record's great, and I think it's just one of those. We've got to wait and see. We've got to give him a little bit of time to kind of try and shape the team and kind of sort of let them know how he wants to play. And I know you were mentioning Atkins there, but when I do listen to him, I do kind of, there are parallels, I think, because you know, he is a very positive person. I think you know, we are bottom of the table, but as Matt said, he's saying that he wants to use it as a positive. And you know, I think that if he can get the fans on side with a couple of wins early on, I think, you know, he might be the guy to keep us up, because, you know, we weren't going to survive under Cox, I'm pretty sure of that. But now I'm feeling a little bit more positive about everything. And, you know, hopefully in the next couple of games we can pick up some points. You know, starting with the weekend. And I think with Salford, it's a good opportunity, because they're not playing particularly well. I know they've got some good players, really good players. But, you know, they're not at the right end of the table. They're not where they will want to be at the end of the season. And I think it's probably a decent time to play them. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how we kind of line up. He's obviously seen the two games, and he's probably seen enough of the players now over the two games and training to have an idea of who's going to play and who kind of fits his style, if you like. And, it's going to be interesting to see who lines up at the weekend.
What do you make of the fact that, well, so far, and seemingly, he's not bringing in an assistant? And, you know, he's been bigging up Tony McMahon quite a lot, hasn't he, in his interviews that he's done so far. It doesn't look like he's going to bring anybody external in. So he's going to work with the coaches that are already at the club. What do you make of that decision?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I know, obviously, he's had a couple of assistant managers. I think with Flick Croft, obviously, he's in work, I think, at the moment. Not really a fan of David Flickcroft anyway, but, you know, I think they've worked together and various other places. He maybe had one or two more, but yeah, I think he's probably going to be quite flexible about it, to be honest. You know, I think if it was a deal breaker that he had to bring in his own assistant, I think he's quite, you know, I think he made it quite clear in the week that he's making the decisions, he's calling the shots, sort of thing, with regards to the team and the staff. And I think he must be happy with McMahon. And, you know, I think it would have been interesting. We don't know whether McMahon was a Cox sort of appointment anyway. I don't know. Was he a Cox? Was he the club that thought he might be a decent coach and someone that we can bring in? Not too sure, to be honest. But I think, yeah, it's an opportunity for McMahon. And, yeah, I'm sure, obviously, they seem to have a decent working relationship so far. As you say, Hill's been sort of singing his praises last couple of last couple of days. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they get on. But yeah, as I say, I think if he wanted to bring an assistant in, we've seen in the past that Swan has sort of made that happen. And you know, even with a coach on the side as well. So I'm sure that would have been the case this time if Hill identified someone that could help. You know, obviously, again, I don't know if staff kind of count within the embargo and things like that. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if that's the case. And if they do, then that's something that they may have to take into account as well. But yeah, I think he's probably happy with McMahon and just run with those two at the moment, with obviously Muzzy as goalkeeper coach.
You mentioned his interviews there, and obviously that's where we've got the most impression from him, be it the one following the Doncaster game that Tim Steer did, or a couple that have come out of the club in the week. I think there's one this morning as well, wasn't there? I think you're absolutely right. I do see the sort of parallels to Adkins in a way, because I have actually personally quite enjoyed those interviews. That they are refreshing given what we've had, I think, well, the way that Cox has ended up, and I think even before him as well, when you've got managers, you know, doing interviews with the radio, things like that. I know there was an emphasis quite early on in one of the first ones that he wants to get everybody back together, really, isn't it? Make it our club again, that sort of thing. I think certainly initially he's going about things all in the right way, isn't he?
It seems to be the case, you know, and kind of, as we said, he seems to be a pretty positive manager, and all the things he's saying are kind of striking the right chords with fans and things like that. And I think that this is really kind of what he's going to need to do, isn't it, really? Because you know, we face kind of a really, really sort of difficult uphill struggle for the rest of the season, and I think at times it will kind of go, you know, go wrong and not go kind of the way we expected, really, or the way he's expected. So there's going to be that time where a bit of positive is going to be needed. And it sounds like he's a little bit different, to at least on the face of it, to Cox, because when kind of Cox lost it, and he did say quite a few times on the radio that he's let them have it in the dressing room, didn't he? And whether or not that kind of alienated his dressing room, I mean, we won't really know, but there was certainly a few players out there that weren't really playing for him, were they? So, you know, maybe a kind of sort of a change in tack will really help with you know, performances and kind of players' attitudes, really, because Hill really comes across as pretty positive, really. So that's, you know, quite a significant departure from Cox. And I'm not saying, you know, Cox was completely negative. Of course he wasn't, but he did, you know, more than any kind of Iron manager I've heard, really, just did like to kind of berate the players, you know, on radio, you know, for good or ill. I think sometimes they probably did deserve it, because they have been absolutely shocking. And I think that, you know, Hill probably will have a go at some of them. I think he's, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, because, you know, some of them are absolutely garbage, but this is what we've got to work with at the moment. So really, positivity is probably the only way to go at the moment, I would say, to try and until the results start to come, because when you start to get a few wins, I think the confidence will build and things like that. And you know, as we said, we're not adrift at the moment. So a couple of wins and we move out the relegation zone and we look a lot better. So even with just a win on Saturday. So it'll be interesting to see how his demeanour and his kind of interviews and the language he uses changes, you know, moving further into the season, when, you know, if it's going well or it's not, but we'll have to see. But I think, you know, first and foremost, on the face of it, the chairman seems to have got the decision right, and we seem to have got kind of the manager who is best equipped to keep in this league, and I don't think we could have asked for anything else on that kind of level, really. But it will also be interesting to see kind of, you know, how we kind of shuffle the pack in January, because we will need to bring players in. And I'm sure the chairman will have said, you know, if we do need to bring them in, you will have sort of like the resources or the ability to bring in a certain amount of players to help us stay up. And I think that, you know, that you might look at that, it might be anywhere between kind of 3 and 5 players, maybe a couple of really good experienced pros that will really kind of add to the group. And I think that he'll identify that. I think that we are relatively, at the moment, weak at the back, and the Davis injury hasn't helped. But the positives are mainly at the moment that if we do play with a more aggressive attacking style, I do think we will score goals. I do think there's goals in Scrimshaw and there's goals in Loft. So, you know, if we get the service in there, we get the balls into the box, those two will score goals without a doubt. It's just about kind of keeping them out at the other end, which we've really struggled again this year. So it'd be interesting to see kind of how that pans out. But really, I think that anything the manager needs at this point, the chairman should give him. And I think that the approach has been right at the moment. I think, you know, Hill has said that nobody's trying to interfere, you know, his eyes are wide open and all that stuff. And there's kind of been no, you know, there's no restraints or anything like that. So I think that really the fans and the club really and the chairman, which I'm sure he has done already by bringing him in, have really got to just put the faith in the manager, because nobody else in this situation can keep us up. And I think that, you know, and anything else that's a sideshow or anything else, you know, it just needs to be kind of swept away, really, just to basically just to try and provide the manager with as much kind of support and as much financial backing as we can possibly give him to keep us in the league. And I think that's the main thing at the minute, because literally to an extent, I'll say there, that really our kind of football league future is in the hands of Keith Hill at the moment. And I think that really we couldn't have asked for a better man for the job.
No pressure. Just to add to that, I think you mentioned there about the defence, and obviously in recent weeks not been great, has it? And I think you go back to the start of the season, we did look fairly solid, I think that's fair to say, for the first few games. But I do think that might improve, given, you know, we might see a bit of a different style of football. I think he's already mentioned we can kind of defend from the front, and, you know, we've been saying that for years. It'd be great if we actually saw that in practice. And I think, you know, just that he's asking for a lot of hard work from the players, to be a bit more intelligent on the ball. And I think hopefully if we do make the right decisions, obviously midweek we made some bad ones and conceded from them. But if we do make the right decisions, if we do some, just get at teams rather than kind of worrying about teams and kind of sitting back and hoping that we can hold out. Because I think at times, well, on a number of occasions this season and last season, we saw was maybe go a goal ahead and then everyone behind the ball for the last 60, 70 minutes. And, you know, for best will in the world, it's not going to work. I mean, you may get one or two wins out of it, but against any team, you know, I don't think any team could do it. I don't think even some of the top teams, to sit back behind the ball and for the majority of the game and hope that they don't concede. I think it's crazy. So I do hope this new approach, a bit more attacking football, you know, get at teams, not worrying about what they've got to offer as such. I think hopefully that will kind of help the defence a little bit and help Watson. I think obviously we mentioned Watson, he's doing well, probably one of our better players this season, but he does need a bit more help. You know, if he's facing so many shots a game, you know, it's not ideal. And I think that's where we did kind of start the season pretty well, because we were keeping shots on goal against to a minimum, and maybe that's been creeping up sort of in the past couple of months. But yeah, I think hopefully that changing approach will help a little bit. And I do think there's goals in them. I just think we've got to be a little bit better in the final third. Just really qualities lacking a little bit at times. I think the goals in midweek were good, but you look at some of the other chances we miss, and obviously on Saturday as well, some of the easy chances, you would say, we've got to start putting those away. But I think if we do that, and if we keep creating the opportunities, we do have players that can put the ball in the net. And I think if you do get, as you say, Loft and Scrimshaw working together, keep them fit. And obviously keeping Loft in January will be a big one, I think, because, you know, I think there's no secret that he probably sees himself wanting to play at a higher level. Whether he's good enough at the moment consistently remains to be seen. But yeah, I think you've got to keep those two together. And I think if you do, you kind of improve the supply to them, which I'm sure Hill will want to do from the wings, because obviously that was a big part of his game at Rochdale. And I think if we can do that, then we have got a chance. I think we're not cut adrift at the moment. And yeah, I think the decision, as you say, Matt, was the right one, probably at the right time. And I think it gives us the best chance possible, really, to kind of secure safety. But it is going to be a massive, massive challenge. You look at the points we've kind of picked up, over, I don't know, half a season, if you like. And if you have that, if you kind of continue that on, you know, we probably end up with one of the lowest points tallies League Two's ever seen. So something has to change. But I do feel now with Hill in charge that, you know, I'm a bit more positive about it. And I think there will be changes for the better. It's just whether we've got enough and whether in January we'll be able to make some additions and maybe juggle the team around a little bit to get some quality in that can kind of just, you know, just kick us on a little bit. Because it is a poor league and there are some very poor teams at the foot of the table with us. And I think if we can just get a little bit of momentum going, a couple of wins, you know, who knows, we may be okay. But I think, as I say, it's a massive challenge for him. But I do think he is the right man for the job.
Well, I think we'll leave it there. Just a shorter episode today. Obviously, we'll get a better impression of, I guess, how the season's going to go, what sort of football he's going to play, the type of players he favours after the weekend when we've seen the Salford game. But certainly, initially, certainly amongst us, and generally, I think, from what I've seen from fans, this is a pretty unanimously positive decision. So, as you say, hopefully, he's the man that can do it. I feel if anybody can, he probably can. Thank you very much for listening to this. We'll see you on the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.